Do you ever find it difficult to hear God's voice? For example, if you have a decision that you need to make, and so you think, well, maybe I should pray about it. And so you pray about it, and you might say, okay, God, I want to do what you want. What is it that you want me to do? And then sometimes, maybe a thought will enter your head. And you'll be like, was that God or was that me? Was that my emotions? Is that what I want? Was that the Holy Spirit? Or was that the pizza that I had late last night talking to me today? How do you know? Wouldn't it be incredible? Wouldn't it be amazing to know exactly what God wants for you? I mean, imagine if you could ask God a question and you could get a really clear answer. Kind of like, I don't know, maybe some of you are old enough to remember the Magic 8 Ball. Anybody ever play with the Magic 8 Ball? You remember how you could just ask the Magic 8 Ball a question like, Magic 8 Ball, should I break up with this rude person that I've been dating? And you shake it around and it would come back and say, without a doubt. Magic 8 Ball, should I send this angry text? You shake it around. My reply is no. Wouldn't it be amazing if you had a question and you could ask God and you could clearly hear his voice? The good news is you can. We're in a message series called He Promises, and we're talking about the promises of Jesus. Last week we talked about the promise that Jesus will always love you. Next week we're going to talk about the promise, and this maybe will speak to those of you who might be in a difficult season right now, that he will be with you always. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. Today, we're going to look at the promise that you can know the voice of Jesus. And the title of today's message is Hearing God's Voice. All right? Hearing from God. Let's just kind of, you know, cut the preacher, like, God's going to speak to you now, and that kind of stuff. Let's just be real honest. Sometimes it's difficult to hear from God. It feels complicated. How do I know if he's speaking to me? I mean, how do you know if it's God speaking? Or how do you know if it's your desires? Or how do you know if the thought you have is a distraction from the devil or some kind of intrusive thought coming into your brain? How do you discern if you're praying, God, show me your will, if we really know if it's God showing us his will? Well, Jesus gave us a promise. And Jesus told us that he is the good shepherd and we are the sheep. And Jesus promised that the sheep, that's us, would know the voice of the good shepherd. That's Jesus. Jesus promised that we would know his voice. In fact, we see it in John 10 when we read about the good shepherd. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd, the good shepherd of the sheep. And what do the sheep do? The sheep listen to his voice. The good shepherd calls his own sheep by name because God loves you as if there were only one of you. God calls them by name, and he leads them out. The good shepherd does. And the sheep follow him. And why do they follow him? Because they know his voice. Jesus promises that he is the good shepherd and that you are the sheep, and the sheep can know and recognize his voice. So, how do we do it? What I want to do is look at God's word today and make it as simple as possible and talk about how we hear the voice of the good shepherd. The very first thought is obvious, but I want to say it. Number one is you want to ask God to speak to you. If you've got a decision to make, you don't just think about it or weigh the pros and cons, but God, what is your will? Speak to me. Now, let me just warn you for a moment. This sounds really easy. God, speak to me. But before you pray and ask God to speak to you, I want to warn you, that's actually a dangerous prayer. In fact, I would suggest that you don't ask God to speak to you if you don't want to hear what he has to say. Because often his will and his way is very different from yours. Don't ask God to speak to you if you don't want to hear what he has to say. In fact, there's a really powerful story in the Old Testament about a young boy named Samuel, who's probably 12 or so, and he worked in the temple for a priest named Eli. Now, Eli wasn't obeying God, and the little boy Samuel probably didn't know God, but Samuel was doing the religious rituals in the temple. He was doing the religious work, but he didn't have a relationship with God, which brings up a side thought that a ritual is very different than a relationship. Some of you perhaps have been in a religious ritual doing some of the right things without actually knowing the God who loves you. Samuel was doing the rituals, but he didn't yet know God. And so one night he went to bed and he heard his name, Samuel, or maybe it was like Samuel. I don't know what it was, but he heard his name. And so he thought the priest was calling him. So he ran into the priest's room and said, "Eli, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want?" And Eli's like, I didn't do anything. You know, go back to bed." And so Samuel goes back and gets into bed and he falls asleep when he hears his name, Samuel. And he runs in and he says, "What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?" And Eli says, "That wasn't me. Go back to bed." And Samuel goes back to bed and he goes to sleep when he hears Samuel. And he runs in and says, "Eli, what do I do? What do I do? Is that you?" Oh, he realized that the Lord was most likely speaking to Samuel. And so in 1 Samuel 3:8, Eli realized the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if God calls you, what are you going to say? Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Now, some of you have a decision to make. You need direction. And so what are you going to pray? We're going to pray, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And so that's what Samuel does. "God, what are you trying to say? Speak to me." And what did God say to him? Well, let me tell you what God didn't say to the 12-year-old boy. God didn't say, hey Samuel, you're doing a great job. Therefore, I'm going to bless you with that cute 12-year-old girl that you like, that you met at the playground." And when you're, say, 21, you're going to get married. And you're going to have a good job making six figures, according to that time. And you're going to have 2.5 children and a dog and a white picket fence. You're going to be blessed beyond measure. God didn't say that to him. God said something to him that he didn't want to hear. And God told Samuel, you can read about it in the text. He warned him that the priest, Eli, wasn't listening to God. And he didn't discipline his rebellious sons, and he blasphemed the name of God. And so God said to him, I'm going to shock all of Israel. And God's told a 12-year-old boy, I'm going to carry out my judgment against Eli and his entire family. That's a hard message for a 12-year-old boy. And that's why I want to remind you, don't ask God to speak to you unless you want to hear what he has to say. Now, some of you may say, okay, I'm asking God to speak, and I'm not hearing anything. And I want to remind you, just because you aren't hearing doesn't mean God isn't speaking. The more you listen, the better you'll be able to recognize God's voice. The more you listen to God, the better you'll get at recognizing when he calls you by name and directs your step. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could clearly hear the voice of God? And the good news is, you can. Jesus promises he's the good shepherd. And you are the sheep. And the sheep will know the voice of the shepherd. So, how do you hear from him? We start by asking him to speak to you. The second thing, and this is really, really obvious, but this is a game changer, is you listen to what he says. Jeremiah 33:3, God said this. God said, call to me and I will answer you. If you have a question, if you need direction, if you need wisdom, you ask God for wisdom. The Bible says that he will give generously to all. So you call to God, God, I need to know your will. I need to know your voice. I need to know your ways. And when you call to him, he will answer you. Why? Because our God is a relational God. God spoke to create the world. God created Adam and Eve for relationship with him and with each other. God is a relational God. He's always speaking. The question is, are you listening? He's speaking all the time. Now, you may say, okay. I'm going to ask him to speak. I'm going to listen. How will I hear from him? How does God speak? And I want to tell you very, very clearly, the most reliable way to hear God speak is listening to what he says to you through his word. His word is living. It's active. It's powerful. It's like a sword. It encourages, it corrects, it directs, it guides, it comforts. As the people of God, we feed on the Word of God every day, taking this Word into our body that it would renew our minds, that it would direct our feet, that it would take us toward God's will. The most reliable way to hear from God is to listen to what he has to say through his word. And God will never contradict anything that he says in his word. He'll speak to you through His Word. He may speak to you through the wisdom of a friend. He can speak to you through a sermon or a song. He can speak to you through circumstances when you're going one way and all of a sudden God closes the door, or you don't think you can go this way and God opens up a door. God may speak to you through His Holy Spirit. Whenever you turn from your sins and you call on the name of Jesus, your spirit is born anew. God is spirit. He speaks to you, His Spirit to your spirit. And internally, you can discern the voice of God through His Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit. God will prompt you sometimes, be like, oh man, I feel prompted to give this to someone. And you may say, oh, was that God? Was that God that prompted me to give, or was that the devil? And you say, oh, the devil probably didn't tempt me to be generous. That was probably God. And you're prompted in different ways. Or God may speak to you through dreams. God may speak to you through visions. God may give you a supernatural peace. Or God may direct you by the absence of peace. I can't get a peace about this, so it must not be God. God may give you a confirmation through His Word, through a message, or through a friend. God is always speaking. The question is, are you listening? Ask Him to speak, listen to what He says, and then you're going to say, like, when is He going to speak to me? And the answer is, He's going to speak to you every time you need to hear what He wants to say. And He'll speak to you in a holy, quiet moment. And He'll speak to you in an ordinary moment when you need to hear His voice. And this is often how God will speak to you. You'll be in a weird place, and you need to know His voice. You'll be talking to someone. You're like, what am I supposed to say to them? And all of a sudden, He prompts you. In fact, I love what Isaiah 30:21 says, how it describes it. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. If you listen for the voice of God, you'll hear Him guiding you, giving you the words to say, comforting you, giving you peace, prompting you to do something. Maybe even giving you a Bible verse to share with someone. You're hearing the voice of God. He's always speaking. The question is, are you listening? Wouldn't it be amazing if we could clearly hear God's voice? And Jesus promises you can. Jesus is the good shepherd, and you are the sheep. And the sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd. So, how do you hear from God? Well, we're going to ask Him, God, speak. Your servant is listening. God, speak. I want to hear Your voice. I want to know Your way. Then you're going to listen to what God has to say. And number three is, you ready? You're going to do what He tells you to do. Pretty simple, right? But it's a game changer. You're going to do what He tells you to do. And let me warn you, what He tells you to do will often take faith. It'll often take faith. I like what Jesus said when He replied to a question. He said, Blessed, rather, are those who hear the word of God and do what else? And obey it. Blessed are those who are not just hearers of the word, but are doers of the word. Now, some of you may say, okay, I get it. I'm a Christian, and I believe God speaks. But I haven't heard from God for a long time. Why isn't God speaking to me? And I don't know for sure, but for some of you, maybe it's because you didn't do the last thing he told you to do. Maybe he gave you an assignment before and said, here's what I want you to do. And you haven't done it yet. And I can tell you just very sincerely, I've seen a lot of Christians who have a lot of Bible knowledge, but not a lot of obedience. I mean, they can quote the Bible all day long. They're hearing it, but not necessarily doing it. We could say there are many Christians that are educated beyond their level of obedience. Why haven't I heard from God in a long time? Maybe because you didn't do the last thing that he told you to do. Someone here, he might have told you to give something to somebody, and you didn't do it. Or maybe he prompted you to confess a sin, and you didn't confess it. Or maybe he told you to serve somewhere in the church or in the community. And you know he did, but you haven't done it yet. Or maybe he prompted you to invite someone to come with you to church, and you haven't obeyed what he told you to do. Maybe he prompted you to forgive the person who hurt you and ask for forgiveness, but you're still holding a grudge. If you haven't heard from God in a long time, maybe it's because you didn't obey the last thing he told you to do. I've got really, really good news for you, because I know life is complicated and we have a lot of decisions to make. Whenever you need direction, the good news is Jesus. He is the good shepherd. And we are the sheep. And the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. So, how do we hear the voice? What I promise you is you have to turn down the volume of this world. Because everything is shouting for your attention. Stop scrolling and stop clicking and stop giving in to what everybody else says. And listen for the voice of God. What I want to tell you is that God is speaking. He speaks every day to anyone who will listen to him. He's a relational God who loves you and wants to reveal his love for you, and his purpose is for you, and his will for your life. God is always speaking. The problem is we're not always listening. So what do? We slow down and we listen. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that he is God. You can hear his voice. I'll close out with a story from the Old Testament. Elijah, the prophet, was a great man of God with big faith and destroyed all these false prophets. And then this evil queen named Jezi came after him. Jezi, short for Jezebel. And Jezebel was scary. Jezebel said, I'm going to kill you. And he had already handled all these men. But one angry woman come and he's like, oh, you know. And so he runs and he hides in a cave. He's where some of you are right now. He was totally and completely depleted. He was at the end. He didn't know if he could take any more. He needed a word from God. I wonder if there's anyone here today who needs a word from God. We serve a God who loves you, a God who is speaking. If you're listening, you can hear, because God may give you a word that you need. He needed to hear from God, and the wind blasted through the mountains, Scripture says. But the Lord was not in the wind. Then a big earthquake came and shook the ground. But the Bible says the Lord was not in the earthquake. And then a fire raged. But Scripture tells us that the Lord was not in the fire. For those of you that are older, like me, we see earth, wind, and fire. Hashtag dad joke. Just to play to my older crowd, stick with me. You've been faithful for years. I've not forgotten you, okay? And he was waiting for God in the extraordinary. But 1 Kings 19:12 says, "And after the fire came a gentle whisper." A gentle whisper. Here's what's so special to me. Where was God? Not in the extraordinary, but in the ordinary. And if you get to know God personally, he will whisper to you in the most ordinary times. Whether you turn to the right or the left, there's a voice in your ear saying, "Go this way." When you're doing the dishes, God gives you wisdom. When you're driving to work, God gives you a word for someone. When you're awake at 2 o'clock in the morning, God whispers, "I am with you. I am with you. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm working in all things to bring about good." If you can trust me, God whispers. He whispers. Why do you think he whispers? Maybe one of the reasons he whispers is to draw you close. Because our God is a relational God. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could ask God a question and you could know his will and hear his voice? The good news is you can, because Jesus is the good shepherd and we are the sheep, and the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. So ask him. Listen to what he says and do what he says to do, because he's speaking and you will hear him if you are listening. Let me tell you what Jesus said in the last book in the Bible, Revelation 3:20. Jesus said, "Here I am, and I stand at the door and knock." In other words, he loves you. And he wants to come into your life. And then here's what he says. Jesus says, "If anyone hears my voice," listen to that, "if they hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and I will eat with them and they'll eat with me." Jesus is knocking on the heart of somebody right now. And maybe you can hear his voice. He loves you. He wants you to surrender. He wants you to know the Father. He's knocking. And when you hear his voice, if you let him in, he'll come in. "Speak, Lord,"